course, I am with your disability rep, Roy Rickster. Good to see you.
Likewise, Tom. Likewise.
Okay, we, of course, you know, your field is disability. Everyone who goes in, they have to sit down with people and talk about people and say, why don't you give us a few of the steps here, you know, the consults and things.
Yep, so we're going to talk a little bit about what to expect when you have a consultation with somebody like myself, or hopefully with myself.
Right.
Yeah. So it's pretty straightforward for the most part. It is a very informal process. Just want to sit down and kind of go over what it is that's, that you're struggling with from a layman's perspective. Mm-hmm. So no need for a bunch of medical jargon. You don't have to know what your condition's called. We're more concerned about how it is that it affects you.
Okay.
So what to bring.
Yeah. I mean, of course, well, you know, don't skip out.
Yeah. Yeah, yourself.
That's probably number one to bring along. Now, when you say medical jargon, do you have to bring a lot of, you know, notes and documents and things like that?
I have people who do. Uh-huh. Bringing a lot of medical records, and kind of in a general sense, as I tell folks all the time, the more I know about you and your condition, uh-huh. and the sooner I know it, the better job I can do quicker for
okay.
you. So it's not a bad idea.
All right.
But bring yourself, and then bring somebody who knows what's going on. And so, you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, that's the same thing as yourself. Well, it's not always. Sometimes others have a better read on the struggles we have than mm-hmm. we have on ourselves.
Sometimes we don't admit to a struggle.
That's right. That's right. I had a gentleman one time who sat on the top of his apartment building, looked over the city to watch it at night like Batman.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't the best person to comment on how he was doing and where his struggles were,
sure.
but his sister was a fantastic advocate for him.
Okay.
So sometimes bring somebody different.
All right. Now I noticed, you know, this is all about your struggles, being
yeah.
able to relate properly yourself and someone else who knows.
Correct, correct. I pick on men a lot of times. You know, us men don't like to admit that we're failing or we're having trouble in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very raw in these appointments. We have to know what it is that's going on.
Yeah.
Don't put on a prideful face. Don't misrepresent the reality of it because you don't want to look bad or what have you. We got to be very, very raw about that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Need a list of your doctors and your medication. That's pretty straightforward. Need to know who you see. And what you see them for, so mm-hmm. that we can kind of get an overall rounded view of what's going on.
That's going to be part of the whole picture. All right, skills discussion.
Yeah, so you know, if you got a resume, bring a resume. You don't have to put one together, but in a general sense, we need to know what kind of work you've done, what those duties look like, how long you were there, and some idea of how much money you made in mm-hmm. those activities or endeavors.
Is this looking for what you were able to do versus what you're now able to do?
Yeah, Social Security looks at the length of time and the duties that we had to determine what, if any, skills we acquired,
okay.
and then how we can use those skills to maybe go do something easier. So we have to kind of have an understanding of what that work looked like for that purpose.
I notice also pay rates.
Yeah.
Was on there as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Certain thresholds, if you don't make a whole lot of money, then the job may not have been substantial enough for you to acquire job skills. Think about seasonal employees, right? Or folks that pick crops, for example.
True.
Didn't make enough money, maybe mm-hmm. didn't learn any skills from it. And then, of course, you know, with your health, you just got to be frank and honest. We have to talk about those limitations. We kind of mentioned that before.
Yeah, that goes back to be honest.
Yeah.
You have to say what's going on. You can't sugarcoat it or pull back.
You're your best advocate
yeah.
when you're sitting down to talk to somebody that you're wanting to hire to be your advocate. I have to understand where you're limited in mm-hmm. a workplace, how you would fail, to be able to then, you know, build on that, add to that, and represent it onto Social Security.
Yeah, and the one thing I saw in there, limitations. Is that the kind of thing that if I've been doing this forever and now it's like, I can still do it, but and it takes longer. Is that the kind of limitation
yeah.
also?
Yeah, sure. So reach, handle, feel are all worker functions.
Okay.
Have to have those abilities to do that in really any job that's out there. So yeah, it's important for me to know that your grip and your grasp is bad because that helps me then to relay that you can't use torquing tools or absorb impact
right.
like a hammer or turn like a screwdriver, those type of things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then get ahead.
Yeah, so you know, when I have consultations with folks, if we're able to agree and they want to hire me as a representative, I want to try to do as much as I can in that setting to keep the ball moving and to get it in Social Security's court.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll file your application, work on your questionnaires, just try to get everything done and packaged where we can send it to Social Security and then we can let them digest it. And we don't want them to wait on us. We want to be waiting on them.
Well, and that's also you become an advocate then for them.
That's correct. That's right. correct.
And work with someone who knows the system.
That's right. That's right. You know, we want to push this. We want to try to get these things resolved for people as quickly as we can. So you got to have somebody who really prosecutes this for you.
All right. There's a QR code. You want to talk to Roy. There it is. Yourdisabilityrep.com. call him. Roy answers the phone, too.
I do. The QR code will set you up to a scheduling app. You can schedule a consultation with me, or just give me a call the old-fashioned way, and we'll check calendars and get you in here.
Yeah, speak to Roy, your disability rep.